Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Most of us have heard a story about the face of Jesus being seen in a tortilla, or the image of the Virgin Mary that would show up on someone's piece of toast. While those are lighthearted accounts of what some believe to be signs from above, there are other instances that several thousands have taken very seriously. In 2018, for example, there was a statue of the Virgin Mary in Argentina that would reportedly bleed from her eyes. Hundreds of thousands showed up to witness this occurrence. Stories like this involving statues have taken place all over the world for hundreds of years. In this episode, we will discuss some statues in Ireland that reportedly move on their own. On February 14, 1985, some of the children in a group of 30 who were praying at St. Mary's Church in Asdy County, Kerry, Ireland, claimed to have seen the right hand of a statue of Jesus beckoning them, and then the eyes of a Madonna statue moving. A month later, some children alleged that a statue in their church at Ballydesmond in County Cork had also been moving. Thus began an extraordinary year in which religious icons all over Ireland reputedly exhibited varying degrees of unexpected mobility. The site of the greatest fervor, however, was a shrine at Ballinspittle, County Cork. This 300-pound statue was claimed to have rocked backwards and forwards by 17-year-old Claire O'Mahony and her mother as they walked by its grotto on the evening of July 22nd. This initiated a flurry of interest which led to a great number of people visiting the shrine during the next 4 months and numerous allegations the statue was indeed rocking on its heels, sometimes moving its head and shoulders as well. 2 days after the O'Mahony sighting, it was watched with some alarm by Sergeant John Murray. He stated that it was vibrating from side to side in such an extent that he had wondered if it was going to fall over. Happily, it did not. But events at Ballinspittle nonetheless reached a dramatically violent climax when, during the early evening of the 31st of October, two men attacked the Madonna with a hammer and an axe, badly damaging its head, its hands, and the illuminated halo around its head. After mocking the horrified crowd for being stupid fools worshipping a plaster statue, the two men and a colleague who had been photographing their vandalism jumped in a car and drove off. Although soon caught, they were acquitted at their first trial on a legal technicality. In the book, The Moving Statue of Ballinspittle, Lionel Beer listed 47 locations in Ireland that experienced reports of moving statues or other phenomena connected with the Virgin Mary during 1985, and a collection of journalistic accounts concerning these remarkable incidents featured in Seeing is Believing, Moving Statues in Ireland, which was edited Bacombe Toibin. If they did not comprise authentic miracles, the sightings were presumably due to various optical effects. Investigators of the Asdy reports have shown that an illusion of movement can be affected with the two tall statues in St. Mary Church merely by staring for a short time at the small round window between the statues and then gazing at either one of them. Similarly, the glare of the lights illuminating various statues in dark conditions might well have simulated unconscious eye movements in the observers, thereby making it seem as if the statues were moving. This is a likely explanation for the many claimed sightings that occurred outdoors at night or inside churches with subdued lighting. Another illusion is the autokinetic effect. This is often experienced by mountaineers, in which stationary objects seen at a distance and lacking a detailed background can appear to move. Perhaps this, coupled with the power of suggestion, which is always a potent force, was responsible for some of the reports too. After all, the Ballenspittel Madonna stands 20 feet away from the viewing area in a dark alcove on a hillside, from where it would surely be difficult for even the sharpest-eyed observers to state categorically that they had detected genuine movement. And last, but certainly not least, while stopping short of citing mass hallucination, it is evident that if there is a sufficient desire to see something, people will see it, whether it's real or not. A psychological situation arising time and time again with mysterious phenomena.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. And when that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter an evil clown. And after the evil clown is killed, daddy has to take on a vampire guild. So hush, little baby, don't.